Hello, and welcome to Business Talk, brought to you by Business West and sponsored by People's Bank. Hi, I'm Chris Kellogg from the Kellogg Crew Morning Show on 94.7 WMAS. And I'd like to introduce the host of this week's episode. He's the editor of Business West. Here's Joe Bednar.
Welcome, everyone, to another episode of Business Talk. We have a great show for you today, but first we have this important message from our sponsor, People's Bank.
Thank you for listening to the Business Talk podcast, sponsored by People's Bank, bringing you the best in business experts, entrepreneurs, and evangelists. Make Business Talk your innovation break for ideas and inspiration. People's Bank, where commercial banking can fuel your growth and make work life easier. Member FDIC, DIF Equal Housing Lender. Bank at peoples.com/business.
Okay, we're back. And as promised, we have a great show for you today. Our guest is Dr. Harry Dumais, president of Elms College. Happy to have you here on Business Talk, Dr. Dumais.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you for having me. And I bring greetings on behalf of the students, faculty, and staff of Elms College.
Before we get into some of the exciting things going on at the Elms, and I want to talk to you about your capital campaign and a regional literacy collaborative you're involved in, let's just talk in general about the state of higher education in the region today. I know the pandemic was certainly a challenging time for campuses everywhere. And now that we're a couple of years beyond the worst impacts, how are you doing with enrollment and just activity in general there?
Yeah, I can say in general for the sector, it's been a very challenging time. And, you know, we all who follow higher education have known about the demographic cliffs, which means that, we have fewer 18-year-olds who are graduating from high school and entering college. And certainly the pandemic was a challenging time. It's been a difficult time for the sector. I could say at the college, we really have had uninterrupted functioning through the pandemic. We were in person as of the fall of 2021. We've continued to remain in person. And this past fall, we really had a nice enrollment, one of the best years for the college, both in terms of first-time freshmen, in terms of transfer students. So, we had a really good fall semester, and it's great to see the students back on campus, the students enjoying all that is included in a holistic Elms College education, and wonderful to have a vibrant campus, very engaged and active campus.
What were some of the lessons from those years, whether it's learning how to pivot in times of crisis or maybe discovering new ways to connect students within education or anything else I might not be thinking of?
Yeah, I think you've got it. One of the greatest lessons that all of higher educations and certainly all us at Elms College have learned during the pandemic is the importance of flexibility, the importance of, understanding that this is a very dynamic environment. The pandemic taught us to be able to turn on the dime, to teach all courses online, but also to offer the flexibility to students. We had what we call at Elms College the Elms Flex model, through which, we allowed students the opportunity to be in the classroom or study remotely. Post-pandemic, certainly for our traditional undergraduate population, given the type of education that we provide, all of it is in the classroom. But for our non-traditional population, we have a number of degree completion programs. We've maintained the Elms Flex model so that, those adult working adult students can have the flexibility that they need. So that's one of the very important things that we learned. It's, the importance of flexibility, the importance, as you put it so well, of being able to pivot. But we've also learned the importance of community, of being together. Because in those months when, if you remember, we had to be 6 feet apart and we had to stay away from one another. Sure. Well, coming back from the pandemic, being together has been the importance of that, we underestimated it before, and certainly we were not making that mistake again. And obviously, the importance of being there for students in person, offer students all of the opportunities for not only learning in the classroom, but all of the other things that come with the type of education that Elms College provide. And the importance of our faculty and staff of being together as well and multiplying and enhancing those opportunities. So, a number of things We've learned and retained from the experience of the pandemic, certainly flexibility for all students, particularly for our non-traditional population, and the importance of community and working together and being together.
So tell me, I read a release on this not long ago. Tell me about the $20 million capital campaign that you've launched. It's called Building Bridges, the campaign for Elms College.
Yes. Elms College has been working for the past few years on our strategic plan. And it is a strategic plan that is anchored around five pillars, which we call the five E's. Excel in education, elevate ethical leadership, expand experiential learning, engage our learning community, and enhance sustainability. For this strategic plan, which we've been working on for the past few years, we've needed to have resources to engage in new initiatives and to strengthen existing initiatives. And that generated the need for a capital campaign, a comprehensive advancement campaign. This is the first time that the college has launched a comprehensive advancement campaign. And the difference between a comprehensive advancement campaign and a project-based campaign is that we reach out to all of the supporters of the institution, and we offer them an opportunity to invest into any of the initiatives that is that they care about, that they're passionate about, as opposed to a specific project such as a building or something to that effect. So we've been working on the quiet phase of that capital campaign, and we've been really pleased with the support that we've received from the alumni and friends of Elms College, which has helped us to launch centers such as the Cynthia A. Lyons Center for Equity in Urban Education, the St. Augustine Center for Ethics, Religion, and Culture, the Damore Center for Faculty Teaching Excellence, which has helped us to endow programs such as the Haiti Nursing Continuing Education Program. And so through the quiet phase of the capital campaign, we've really reached very close to the $20 million goal. And now we are in the public phase of the campaign, hoping to exceed that goal, really to not only to support and strengthen some of these initiatives of the strategic plan, but also to demonstrate how the friends and supporters of Elms College believe in the mission and have really underwritten the mission that, with which the Sisters of St. Joseph started, and we are continuing.
Just to pick out a couple of the five E's that you mentioned engaging our learning community. What ways are you referring to?
Yes, great. Thank you. Great question. That is a way to demonstrate that the Elms College education, we're engaging our learning community, particularly our students, certainly our faculty and staff as well. But the Elms College education is not just what happens in the classroom. We need to engage our students in all of the other moments in which they encounter Elms College, whether it is in the residence hall. And so one of the initiatives has been to create living learning communities, places in residence halls in which the students can learn, but also can meet at, come together as a community, or can live. So through the residence hall, through athletics, really enhanced athletic programs. In the course of the past years, we've changed athletic affiliation from the New England Collegiate Conference to the Great Northeast Athletic Conference, and this is very exciting. We're introducing men's lacrosse this spring as a new sport. So through, as I said, through residential experience, through athletics, through campus ministry that offers our students the opportunity to experience service, to participate in mission trips, and through the very various ways that our very diverse community, and certainly through the Office of Diversity, Equity, and Engagement, the very multiple ways in which students get engaged academically, Spiritually, physically, and mentally. So all of the holistic ways in which our learning community, our students, faculty, and staff get engaged.
Great answer. And one of the other E's is expanding and experiential learning, and that seems to make sense in these in these days of with the kind of needs out there in the workforce, that would be a focus for the higher education community.
Absolutely, absolutely. The trustees of Elms College and certainly the faculty and staff believe that it is critical for our students to graduate and be real world ready. What that means is that they're ready to, whether it is that they want to have a job, and which is that's the majority for our very socially mobile student body. Right? This is an opportunity which we help students to enrich their own lives through, accessing careers and helping those around them. So being real world ready means having those experiences, those experiential learning opportunities that prepare them to get a job. And we know that, one of the very important things is that students get exposed to an internship. And so our goal is that every single student at Elms College graduates with having at least one experiential learning opportunity. So this is one of those initiatives that we've begun in the strategic plan, which we've received some resources through the capital campaigns to make that feasible. And we are well on our way to make sure that all Elms College students have at least one experiential learning opportunity, mainly an internship or a very direct hands-on practical experience.
You're listening to Business Talk, a podcast presented by Business West and sponsored by People's Bank. We're talking today with Dr. Harry Dumais, president of Elms College. Kind of continuing on the workforce theme, the workforce challenges are so prevalent these days, and I think a goal of so many leaders in the state, whether in business, higher education, government, what have you, is to make sure we're training a workforce for the right jobs and making sure the talent that emerges from our higher education system actually stays here in Massachusetts. So clearly, it seems that you see the role of colleges as an important one in that. And how else do you go about making sure your offerings align with industry needs?
Colleges helping the workforce to be ready is critical. Education is one of the ways through which the region, the area, the Greater Springfield area's workforce, the Pioneer Valley's area workforce will be ready for not only the jobs that exist now, but the jobs that have yet to be created. And sure. So preparing students with a broad-based education, but also with very specialized skills, whether it is in service industries that already exist, right? Teaching, nursing, learning, social work, and those types of things, but also through new technologies and through new areas, biotechnology, biomedical sciences and engineering, cybersecurity, certainly computer science, data science. Those are all of the areas in which our academic programs are constantly innovating. We're making sure that we are we're offering students the latest skills, the cutting edge preparation, so that they can function in this this advanced economy. They can serve the function, the jobs that exist, but the jobs that will be created. And for that, we are constantly in conversation with area businesses. We have several advisory boards, including our business advisory boards that include many of the area business leaders, our biomedical sciences and biotechnology advisory boards that include any of the experts and business members that are engaged in these areas, our education advisory board. So several advisory boards that include business leaders and experts in the area that tell us that we provide reports to them, we update them on what our particular programs are doing, and they give us feedback as to what the real world needs, what employers need, what where the sector is, so that we can make sure that our programs are always on the cutting edge of where both the workforce needs it are, but also what other higher education institutions, what research and technology is being developed out there. So preparing the workforce for not only the present, but the future, I believe is one of the important role of our college, and but all of the higher education sector. And we have opportunities to collaborate on some of these initiatives. And certainly I hope we get to talk about the Western Mass Literacy Collaborative, which is a wonderful example of how we can come together as a higher education sector to meet some of the needs of the region.
It's actually my very next question. I was reading about it recently. It's a multi-college effort, as you said, called the Western Massachusetts Literacy Collaborative. I believe it involves not only the Elms, but AIC, Westfield State, Bay Path, and the public school system. So tell me about this initiative and the goals behind it.
Yeah, I mean, to begin with, really a big kudos to our other higher education institution partners. As you mentioned, we collaborate with Bay Path, with American International Colleges, Westfield State University, and with the Springfield Public Schools. One of the issues that it's not just Western Massachusetts, it's the entire country, but Western Massachusetts feels it in a particular way, is that our kids in K to 12 schools are not reading or doing math at the level that they should be doing it. This was already a problem. This has been exacerbated through the pandemic, through what is called the COVID slide. So particularly in reading and literacy, our kids are behind. There are a few people in the region, and who are passionate about that, literacy and reading for our kids. There are some folks on the Elms College campus who are also very passionate about that. Not only our education division, that is for granted, but the former chair of the board, Cynthia Lyons, our Center for Equity in Urban Education is named after her, our current board chair, and several other members of the Elms College community believe that one of the things that we can contribute to the region is helping to solve that problem of kids being behind in reading. But also we think that this is a problem that we can come together. And as I mentioned, we took the lead and invited those area college partners to help the Springfield School District with that problem. And a big kudo as well to Dan Warwick, the superintendent of the Springfield Public Schools, who came together to partner on this effort. And what we did is that our faculty working together prepared a course so that we can train our education students from all these colleges, Elms College, Bay Path, AIC, Westfield State University. We trained students so that they could be reading specialists working in summer schools for the for the Springfield Public Schools. And we piloted that in the summer, and it was really, really successful. The students were really satisfied with their experience. The Springfield Public Schools, which also put their reading specialists working together with our reading specialists to train the students to be reading specialist tutors in the summer. All of them were very satisfied with the project, so that, we celebrated that. And they as a collaborative, called the initiative the Western Massachusetts Literacy Collaborative, which is something that, is in its first year. We are planning already to repeat that in the summer so that we can have a really large number of reading core specialists that are out there helping in the public schools. Now, the Chicopee Public Schools have also expressed interest in participating in that. We're really hoping to expand that to the entire region so that our colleges and universities working together can prepare students that are ready to go and help in the public schools during the summer. So that's one aspect of that project, but we also intend to expand that to prepare a lot more reading specialists who are trained in the best science of reading and the best way to teach kids how to read so that they can populate in all of our schools in the greater Springfield area, in the Pioneer Valley, and so that we can together, little by little, help our kids in K-12 schools catch up with that reading deficit. Joe, if a kid can't read, they cannot progress and be the workforce that the region needs for the future. It all starts with being able to read adequately.
Absolutely.
And so that's the effort that we're doing collaboratively. I'm really proud of Elms College leading that effort, but I'm particularly proud of the collaboration that we are having with the public schools and with our partners in higher education in the region.
We're just almost out of time. When you talk about that, it's about the long-term impact. I mean, we talk about workforce issues and that starts with education, and education starts with early literacy and it's so important. So when you consider the connections and partnerships you have with the business community and these partnerships now in the public schools, does all this make you feel more optimistic about the future of education and higher education in Western Mass?
Yeah, I have never stopped being optimistic about the future of education, of higher education. And as you mentioned, the businesses, but some of the foundations in the region as well. And I should really mention the Davis Foundation, which is passionate about early literacy, reading, and has been a great supporter of that, not only for Elms College, but for a number of organizations in the area. I have never stopped being, optimistic about education. The education really changed the trajectory of my life. And I believe that it has the power to do that for every kid, for every young adult. And so, what is happening in our schools, in the regions, K-12 schools, and in college, in community colleges, in the four-year colleges, that is allowing every student to reach their potential, and so that they can contribute to society, so that we can all be a better society. So I've never stopped being truly optimistic in the power of education in what we do in education.
That's a great message. And that is all the time we have for today. Thank you, Dr. DeMay, for spending a few minutes with me today. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Joe. Thanks for the great questions. I truly enjoyed it.
And thanks to all of you for tuning into Business Talk, a podcast presented by Business West and sponsored by People's Bank. I'm Joe Bednar, the editor of Business West, and we'll see you next time.